Well, the coast of Maine is home to a number of whales. Humpback, minke, and pilot whales are a familiar sight. Less common, however, is the beaked whale. Yet just in the last few weeks, two beaked whales, a Blainsville beaked whale, which had never been seen here before, and a Sowerby's beaked whale, stranded and died on beaches in York and Phippsburg. Joining us now to talk about that is Linda Doughty, Director of Marine Mammals of Maine, to update us on what's known at this point. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, what is the beaked whale, and why was this event so extraordinary?
Beaked whales are kind of similar looking to dolphins. They have kind of that long rostrum look to them, and they're kind of in between like a whale and a dolphin size. They get up to potentially 20 to 40 feet depending on the species, and these animals are a lot more deep diving, smaller whales, so they're not seen as often. We've had four in our coverage area from Kittery to Rockland in the last 20 years.
So that first stranding last month in York was of a Blainsville beaked whale, which has never actually been seen in Maine before. And then the second one just recently was a Sowerby's in Phippsburg. What has the investigation turned up so far with both of them? Is there any, are we any closer to a cause of death for them? I understand one of them, there was evidence that one had been pregnant recently.
Yeah, so the Blainsville was reported alive and thrashing prior to dying. And then when we did the necropsy or dissection on the animal, we discovered that she still had some milk production, and we could tell that she had recently been nursing a calf. So that calf would have stayed with her for a while.
Do we know if that means that there's a calf out there, perhaps, a yearling? Would it be on its own already?
Well, that's part of like what makes beaked whales a little interesting, is that's something to learn about them, is that there's not as much known about their characteristics like this. And so we definitely are trying to learn more just from this case in particular.
Was anything immediately apparent from the necropsy?
There was an infection in her uterine area, but I don't know if that was an infection that she would have gotten over or if it could have led to her cause of death. That's why the further testing is really important, but it didn't seem to be very obvious.
And then that second stranding was a Sowerby's beaked whale in Phippsburg?
The second one, she was alive at the time of her stranding that we physically responded to, and there was a local family that was really helpful. And although the prognosis is not always great with live cetacean strandings like this, we did try to give her a chance and refloat her and see if maybe she would end up making it on their own. She did pass a few hours later, and there was nothing obvious. I mean, she was good body condition. She had some wounds from the stranding itself. Sometimes when they're starting to get in these shallow waters, they bounce up against rocks and areas that could scratch their ventral side, which happened to her, and just the stress of the stranding itself. So I don't know how long if maybe she had been out of water before being discovered, and the weight of these animals on their internal organs can be really stressful on them. So there was nothing obvious for cause of death for her, but we've sent all the same samples out as well.
So cause of death really still to be determined, but now what about the cause of the strandings?
Having two big whales in Maine in the short amount of time that showed up really causes us to kind of wonder a little bit. There is things out there like potentially sonar testing, which we're looking into seeing if anything like that was kind of happening at the time that may have brought these animals closer in, just because they may have gotten disoriented from the with trying to echolocate and do that. But also, if there was some infection going on, that could have brought them in closer to shore, too.
Well, Linda Doughty is Director of Marine Mammals of Maine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.